Welcome to the Entrepreneur Ride Along Podcast, where you follow along with Jake and guest entrepreneurs on the journey of starting, building, and scaling real businesses. Take a look behind the scenes at the good, the bad, the sales, the expenses, and the strategies of each business to learn how you can start and scale your own business. Here's your host, Jake Lang.
Hello and welcome back to the Entrepreneur Ride Along Podcast. I'm Jake. I'm your host. Today, I'm going to give you a breakdown of my 2020 year-end income report. So as you guys know, if you've listened, if you follow the blog, I post my income reports every quarter over at theentrepreneurridealong.com/income report. And I usually record a podcast episode at the end of each quarter to go along with that income report. Now, I've been pretty bad at getting around to podcasting lately. I am recording this episode as of April 2021, so I'm about 4 months late on recording this episode. But better late than never, because there's some great content here, great content in the podcast coming up, and I have a good reason for being away for so long and for not recording these income report podcasts. Over the past couple of months, I got married. Me and Brooke went away and we got married. We actually got eloped because during COVID, we couldn't have our wedding as planned. So we went away on a little road trip, got eloped while we were away, bought a house and moved to Maine, and also quit my job and took on entrepreneurship full time. If you listened to last week's episode of the Entrepreneur Ride Along podcast, it's theentrepreneurridealong.com/017, episode 17. That's where I give the whole story about quitting my job and taking on entrepreneurship full time. So if you want that episode, that story, go back to episode 17. But all in all, that's why I have not recorded the 2020 year-end income report podcast yet. It's been posted on my blog for a while, for months now, but I'm just now getting around to the podcast. So let's get into it. I'll give you some insight of how my year of 2020 went, how things ended up, what happened with my websites and my businesses. So let's take a look. Year-end 2020, for my three businesses, that is Associate PI, my website selling online courses to help employees of the insurance industry pass their CPCU exam, Pomsky Owners Association, a niche site that I have about the Pomsky dog breed and how to train that type of dog, and The Entrepreneur Ride Along, where you are now, where I offer coaching services, online courses, and help for entrepreneurs that are trying to start their first online business. So across those three businesses in 2020, I generated $91,180 in revenue. That's pretty good. That is my best year ever as an entrepreneur. I am very, very satisfied with that. I was pushing really hard. My goal for this year was to hit $120,000 in revenue. That would have been $10,000 per month, but I didn't hit that number. Some things went wrong, and I will get into that later. But I am very, very happy with $91,000, especially being that the Entrepreneur Ride Along, this was really the first year of this website, of this business, this coaching practice and online courses. And that brought in just under $10,000 in revenue in the first year of launching that business. The bulk of the revenue came from my online course sales at Associate PI, my insurance website. That brought in about $63,000 in revenue, which is pretty normal for that site. That site typically year to year has always bounced around between $45,000 up to $60,000. $60,000, actually, this year was my best year with that website, but I've been close to that number in the past, so I didn't blow it out of the water compared to previous years. But this year, I'm doing some things that should push that revenue even further beyond $60,000. And lastly, my other website, Pomsky Owners Association, a little site in the dog niche pet space, that brought in right under $20,000, $19,300, so just missed that $20,000 mark, but that's what I was shooting for this year. That website last year brought in $10,000 in income. This year brought in $20,000, so I doubled the revenue this year, and I'll get into that, what I did this year to scale that website up to that amount. So that's the overview, $91,000 in revenue, but I also had $27,000 in expenses this year. Expenses ranging from general selling expenses like the cost to use Stripe as a payment processor. It's about a 3% fee every time I make a sale. I had some returns at Associate PI. I offer a money-back guarantee if you don't pass your exam. using my online course, I give a full refund for the cost of the program. So I had a few failures this year. Actually, the online courses changed. Usually you take your online course in person at one of the Prometric testing centers. This year, they switched everything over to virtual exams at home, and they made the exams a lot harder to deter cheating. So pretty much instead of regular concept-based multiple-choice question, they turned it into these real-life scenario questions that are a lot harder. So I had a lot more failures this year. Usually, I'm looking at like a 97-99% pass rate if you use my course, so I give a couple of refunds per year. This year, I actually issued over $7,000 in returns, $7,444. Now, that number includes other returns from my Pomsky website, Entrepreneur website, but the bulk of that return bucket right there is all from Associate PI, or as like mostly from Associate PI. That's because the exams were harder, so there's a higher fail rate when using my courses. So that's something I'm looking into this year to improve my courses, figure out what went wrong this year with the new virtual exams, and improve my courses so that that failure rate gets back to normal, where the pass rate is back to 97 to 98-99%, where it usually is. So that was a big expense for me this year, $7,000 in returned goods. That's not great. Looking through my income report, skipping around to other expenses, some big expenses. I paid $1,700 for a Google advertising campaign, Google AdWords. I pay about $100 to $150 per month to get more traffic to my insurance website and get more email subscribers. I end up getting about anywhere from 30 to 50 email subscribers per month when spending $150 on Google AdWords. See other expenses here, virtual assistants. I have a team of 5 virtual assistants doing various tasks from posting on social media, answering emails for my Pomsky site, web design work and data entry work, uploading my online courses and really taking my courses and uploading them to the online course platform. So my assistants help out a lot. So that expense was $4,500 for the year. So that was a pretty big expense for me, along with hiring some editors and ghostwriters. Expense was $3,000 this year, hiring ghostwriters to help write some new insurance online courses for me and edit my courses. So that was a big expense as well that wasn't necessarily planned for, that $3,000 extra. In addition to that, I invested in some new platforms like Thinkific and Teachable. If you are using one of my online courses, you know that it's in Teachable, and I've really enjoyed that platform. But that was, I paid $700 for Teachable, about $400 for Thinkific, and Thinkific is where my insurance online courses are going. I'm migrating my insurance courses over from a WordPress-hosted online course platform over to Thinkific, just a nicer, more streamlined online course platform. It should help with my conversion. Other things, ConvertKit is expensive for me because I have so many email subscribers across my various businesses. So I paid over $1,500 this year for ConvertKit as an email management system. So in total, all these big expenses adding up, hosting and things like that, and ConvertKit, everything that I'm purchasing and buying here to keep my business going, ended up total expenses $27,000. So that puts me at a profit margin of around 70%, meaning out of every dollar that I make, 70% of it is profit. So my expenses aren't that high. Online business, you guys know, there's no overhead. I don't have employees. There's no giant expense here, but it adds up pretty quickly. A 70% profit margin is pretty high for me. I would say in the past, normal years for me, my profit margin is usually around 80 to 85%, much, much higher than this. So pretty expensive year for me. I'll get into that when I dive into some of the details here on what went wrong this year. But that should give you a sense of how profitable these online businesses can be. These niche sites is what I usually build, and how profitable they can be because there's limited expenses. This year, I invested in a couple new things like new platforms and editors and ghostwriters. So my expenses creeped up a little bit more than I'm used to. So in total, about $91,000 in revenue, $27,000 in expenses, means my profit was about $63,948, if you want the exact number. So that was my profit for the year. Now, I didn't include other expenses in this. I would say all my business expenses are included in this income report. But for other things like utilities and rent and mortgage payments, things like that, I can deduct that from my bottom line to reduce my taxable income. So every single month I go in and whatever I'm paying Comcast and electricity and cable and internet, heat, mortgage payments, cell phone payments, all those things that I'm using because I work from home, so I have my office space, I can deduct a portion of that. It's basically the size of your office divided by the size of your home, square footage of your home. So square footage of your office divided by the square footage of your home, and you get a percentage. That percentage you can use and multiply that by how much you're paying for your cell phone bill, mortgage, heat, electric, all that stuff. And that all becomes deductible because it's a business expense. I'm paying for my office space and to heat my office and to use my cell phone and things like that. So I can deduct those extra expenses and that reduces my taxable income. So I pay less income tax. I do not include that on my income report here because that's not a good representation for everybody listening. I only include business expenses to show a true business profit because no matter what, I'm on the hook to pay my mortgage and cable internet. I got to pay Comcast or they'll come knocking on my door. Got to pay the mortgage. Like that stuff's getting paid anyways, no matter what, whether I make a dollar with my business or I make $0 with my business. So I don't include that to reduce the taxable income on my online income reports that I post. I just want to put that out there that if you guys are building your own income reports and you are submitting you're paying your own taxes, make sure you're deducting that stuff. Talk with your CPA because it's a great way to reduce your taxable income, which just means you pay less income tax. So make sure you are doing that. Don't think that I'm not doing that on my income reports here. I just want to put that note out there. And one other thing real quick before I dive into actually breaking down what happened this year, I want to give you guys a quick overview of my traffic for each website and email subscribers for each website, because that gives people a good sense of how much traffic and subscribers I see and how much money I can make from that. So for my website, Associate PI, traffic there, I typically see only 5,000 to 6,000 users per month on that website. That's not a ton of traffic. That's 5,000 to 6,000 people. That's not a lot. The big story for that website is that I get a lot of email subscribers. A lot of people that come to that website, I give away a free download to download my free practice exam. Every single month, I get usually 300 to 400 new leads every month that are coming to my website. So out of those 5,000, 6,000 people, 300 to 400 of them download my practice exam and get on my email list. That's plenty of leads for me to make a profitable online business. Just this year, I grew my email list from about 3,800 people on my email list for CPCU specific material. And that number fluctuates. I'll probably get 300, 400 new people per month, but then I might have 100 people drop off and unsubscribe because they are no longer studying for that exam. So this year I went from 3,800 people subscribed to my insurance email list. That grew to over 6,000. It's a 36% growth in email subscribers. And that is the main reason why I was able to surpass that $60,000 revenue mark this year and why in a couple of months I was able to surpass $10,000 from this one website. It's all because of my email list and my email marketing. So that was a great result for me this year. In 2021, I'm already planning to double my SEO efforts, and I'd like to get my traffic up closer to 8,000, 9,000 per month and see what that does to my sales. That should kick in more sales and should help me. I get a little bit more revenue to that website. My other website, the Pomsky Owners Association, I did a lot of work on that back in early 2020, end of 2019. So a combination of new blogs that I was writing and some SEO that kicked in, podcasts that I released, new podcast episodes for that website, and an investment in social media. I have a virtual assistant that helps me. She posts on Facebook and Instagram once a day for me. She actually schedules them. She uses Hootsuite, the Hootsuite program. It's free. And so every other week, she actually goes in and will schedule 14 days worth of Facebook and Instagram posts, all with the intention of driving traffic either to my website or to my email list. And it has worked wonderfully. So with that effort and with this site growing quickly, this website gets around 10,000 to 20,000 users per month. Closer to the 20,000 side because it's been climbing and climbing all year. So I get about 20,000 users to that website every single month. But the big reason my revenue doubled for this site, for the Pomsky site, from 10,000 to 20,000 is because of the email subscribers. I post some screenshots. If you go to theentrepreneurridealong.com/income reports and you find the Q4 2020 blog post, I've got some screenshots in here of Google Analytics and ConvertKit to show my traffic and email subscribers. And I'm looking at the graph right now, and you can see in March of 2020, all the way until December of 2020, my email subscribers nearly doubled from right around 2,000 up to almost 4,000 by the end of the year. And that is a big part thanks to my investment in social media. I built a Facebook group now that has over 2,000, probably close to 3,000 likes on it just within a year to a year and a half since we started posting on Facebook and Instagram. And that has helped me reach a lot of new people that are on Facebook looking at pictures of these dogs, looking for information about this dog. They see my blogs posted out there. It gets a lot of traffic, lots of shares. Then people go from that Facebook post to my website and join my email list. And when they are on my email list, then they start seeing marketing emails and they start building that know, like, and trust factor of getting to know me, getting to trust me, seeing that I have expertise in this area. They start buying my affiliate products, following my affiliate links, buying my book, buying my courses, joining my membership. So because I doubled my email subscribers, that is why my income doubled in 2020. And that was all thanks to a little bit of investment in SEO, new blogs, podcasts, and a big part to social media that got more people to my website, got them on my email list. That brought my revenue level from $10,000 per year to $20,000 per year. So that's what I'm seeing from the Pomsky Owners Association. And then last but not least, the business you are looking at now, the Entrepreneur Ride Along. This one is a totally different business model than what I just described about my insurance courses at Associate PI and my dog website, the Pomsky Owners Association. This one, my big focus is on coaching clients and making personal connections. That's where the money comes from. And I made a distinct effort to focus on that starting around April of 2020. If you look at the income report posted on my website, you will see that my monthly website users used to be right around 1,500 per month, sometimes up to 2,000. It dropped drastically to around 500 to 1,000 per month starting around May of 2020. And that's because I made a conscious effort to focus more on coaching clients than focusing on SEO, driving traffic, and email marketing. And that is because the best way to monetize this website for me as a coach, and I offer group coaching and online courses, is making one-on-one direct connection with entrepreneurs that need help. So about halfway through the year this year, I put a pause on blogging. You'll notice I stopped podcasting as much. I didn't do as many YouTube videos. And I just focused on one-on-one connections, making one connection per day with one new entrepreneur, getting on one new coaching call with one new person. And I did that for months. And that is why my income grew. And that is how I generated $10,000 from this business in 1 year. Rather than hoping somebody finds me through SEO or listens to my podcast and then wants to pay $2,000 to join my group coaching program, I instead invested the time in people and got to know people, build that know, like, and trust factor, get people to trust me by helping and showing my expertise. And that's when somebody is likely to book me as a coaching client or join my group coaching program or purchase my online course. It's when I provide that help, show my level of expertise, and actually prove myself as a valuable coach that is worth the money. Reading my blogs, listening to my podcast is probably not enough to pull the trigger and pay me out of the blue without ever talking to me to book me as a coach. You got to get to know me, and I recommend this for any coach that you work with. I highly recommend that everybody has a coach and use a coach. I have a coach. I've had a coach for over 4 years. It's necessary. But you got to make sure that you know each other, like each other, trust each other. I might not want to work with a client if somebody comes out of the blue and pays me for my coaching services. I might not know if they're a good fit for me, and I might not be a good fit for them. I want to know that. And knowing that, that is why I focused on one-on-one connections and booking coaching clients one entrepreneur at a time, rather than mass marketing myself as some entrepreneur guru, which I am not. I don't know everything about online business. I know a lot about specific parts of online business, and I'm really good at helping entrepreneurs with that. And I love meeting entrepreneurs that are just starting their businesses because I know I can help them. but I'm not out there for the masses. I'm going one at a time, making lifelong superfans that will keep coming back and know me as their expert that is there to help them. And with that process, from May to the end of December, I booked up 2 group coaching programs. Each group coaching program went about 3 to 4 months at a time. It was a lot of work for me to put that content and create those courses and do that work and support my students. But I had 5 students in my first group coaching program and 3 students in my second group coaching program. And those were expensive programs. It was as much as $1,500 for 1 seat in that class. It's expensive, so it was a lot of work. I had to provide that value that my students were paying for. And I did. And the reason my students trusted me enough to purchase and invest that much money in that program is because they got to know me as a coach. I coached them. I helped them. I solved their problems. That's why they trusted me enough to join my group coaching programs and pay the premium price. Now, that's not to say I'm going to stop blogging and stop podcasting because I don't want traffic on my website. It definitely helps. The traffic to my website helps me get leads and get coaching clients and get more email subscribers, which then end up buying my book that I'm writing. And it's this whole circular process that works really well. I just wanted to point out that you don't need a million people on your website. You don't need a ton of people on your email list. That process works really well for my other businesses. But at the Entrepreneur Ride Along, it's a totally different business model, something I had to get used to and something I figured out about halfway through the year. And it worked really well for me. And that's what I'm going to keep doing with this particular business. So that's what I'm looking at. You can see my traffic and email subscriber numbers there. So Associate PI, not a lot of traffic on that site, but highly, highly profitable because I sell a $400 course. So that website brought in $60,000. Pomsky Owners Association, my dog niche site. Smaller profit margins, not very expensive products, a $20 membership, a couple affiliate products, a book that's $20, but I make only about $8 profit for every sale. 20,000 people coming to that website generates about $2,000 in revenue per month. So you can see a lot of traffic, but not as much money. The Entrepreneur Ride Along, not a ton of traffic. Again, I'm focusing small, focusing on one person at a time. But that website generated $10,000 in revenue this year because I focused on one person at a time, provided coaching, really helped, and proved myself as an expert in the online business space. Now, this website, by the time 2021 ends, is going to do better than my Pomsky website because it's a higher value product, even though it's going to have like 1/4 of the traffic and email subscribers. So totally different business models here. I want to give you guys a sense of what I'm seeing for numbers and how that translates into revenue and profitable businesses. So now let's take a quick look at what happened this year, 2020 as a whole. What happened? One of the biggest things that happened is June of 2020, I was blindsided. It was announced that for my insurance courses, all 8 of the courses that I sell, my most profitable business, every single one of those courses needed to be updated. So I sell these courses to help people pass these exams in the insurance industry. And then the company that administers the exam said, the entire exams are changing. All of the content is changing. That means I had to rewrite every single one of my courses to make sure that the content lined up so my students could still pass their exams. It was a huge project for me. For perspective, it takes me about 3 months to write one of these insurance courses. I needed to write 8 courses in about 6 months because they announced that it would change. And then they said, okay, the first couple are going to change in October 2020. The next couple are going to be changed in January of 2021. So I had a little bit of time. But for perspective, you know, that's a huge, huge project for me that I was not expecting. And that site was crushing it up to this point. Up until June, I was averaging like $8,000 to $11,000 in revenue from Associate PI. I thought that website alone might get me over the $100,000 revenue mark for 2020. Until the bomb was dropped on me and just the rug was ripped out from under me because that really, really hurt and took up all of my time for the second half of 2020. Well, I can't actually say all of my time because one really, really critical thing that I did, it took up a lot of my time because it was a big project, But I knew that I couldn't do it all on my own. There was no way I could write 8 courses in 6 months of time. I know my limits. I know what I have to do. So what I did, and if you see this on my income report, you'll see under the line editor plus ghostwriter, I spent over $3,000 this year hiring writers to help me rewrite each chapter of this new course, of each course. So I hired a couple of writers. Each of them took on a chapter or two at a time. We went through it together, and they took the content and wrote it as if they were studying for this exam, like they were taking notes. They helped me write up the new chapters that would be in my course. And then I would take their finished product and I would go in and add my special touch. Because the big value proposition for me is I've taken these exams, I've passed them. I actually retook these exams this year to make sure that the content of my course is still matched to what was in the exams. So I took what the ghostwriters put together, then I added my extra value and expertise. I trimmed it all down to cut out all the fluff material that wasn't needed. I added more better examples and case studies. So I really built it up to my quality of product. And then I used that course myself to see if I could still pass the exam. I could still pass the exam. So that's how I knew it was good quality content. But that helped out a lot. And because of that, I was able to fully rewrite every single course in 6 months' time, 8 courses in 6 months. But it definitely threw off my plans for the year. I was supposed to have those 6 months to focus on scaling my business. Instead, I had to focus on maintaining, and that hurt my revenue. So you'll notice if you look up my income report at the Entrepreneur Ride-Along, you'll notice the revenue dropped to $3,000 and all the way to $2,600 in December. And that's because students were not buying the courses yet because the study material was outdated. So I was not focused on marketing or growth. I took a temporary hit because my entire focus was just get these courses up to speed, up to the new content. Then students will come back and start buying my courses again. But that is the worst month, that month where I made $2,600. That was the worst month I've experienced since, I think, 2017. Lowest revenue mark. That was pretty scary. But as I mentioned, I'm recording this as of April 2021. I'm a few months late. And my revenue has bounced back up. I'm back up to $4,000, $5,000 per month, which is pretty average for me. Now I can get back to focusing on growth. I'm launching a new platform on Thinkific. That should help with conversion. I'm redoing my entire website. I'm improving my email list. So I hope to get back up to speed and catch back up to that $8,000 per month revenue where I was in early 2020. So that was a huge wrench in my plans. I was not planning for that, but that hit me pretty hard, and that took up a bunch of my time in 2020. Another big thing I did for my businesses this year is I touched on this earlier, but for the Entrepreneur Ride-Along, I turned that into a highly profitable business. I launched 2 different group coaching programs. One to help entrepreneurs find their first business idea, find a profitable business idea that will actually work. And that one, that's what my new book is about. So at theentrepreneurridealong.com/book, I'm basically taking that group coaching program and turning it into a book. And the program was all about how to help you, how to find that first idea and get your first business off the ground and up and running. So I launched that one in about, I think that was May of 2020. And then I launched another one in the second half of 2020, that went from around May or June until November, was my second group coaching program. And that one was more advanced. That was for entrepreneurs to build and scale their businesses. That was for entrepreneurs that already had a business that just needed more traffic, more leads, and more sales. And that was called the Scale Your Business Group Coaching Program. Had a couple entrepreneurs go through that one live with me. It was a premium product. $1,500 per seat to be in that course. And those were both big time investments because not only was I creating all the content, putting all the content together, but I was also coaching and helping each entrepreneur one-on-one. So big, big time investments that were absolutely worth it. Both of those I turned into online courses. The Scale Your Business course, I just got that one uploaded to Teachable. I launched a pre-sale for that in December. You guys might have seen that go out there. So that's over at theentrepreneurridealong.com/scale. You can see the pre-sale that I launched there. And in December, I got 4 sales. 4 people signed up for that online course. So an extra, the launch was at $200 per seat for the online course. So much more affordable. So those that were waiting to jump in on the group coaching program ended up booking the online course version of the group coaching program. Essentially the same content that I was teaching, but it's all in the online course, self-study. So that was another profitable product that I launched at the Entrepreneur Ride-Along that I plan on scaling this year, is my online courses. So that's how I was able to get that business up to a profitable $10,000 mark, is a mixture of one-on-one coaching clients, group coaching, and now my online courses that I'm launching and going to be pushing forward this year. Not to mention the book that I'm writing. I talked about that earlier, but launched that recently with the pre-sale, and now you'll see that coming up in the next income report, that I got a bunch of pre-sale purchases for the book, validated that product. Now the book is going to be released in June. So there's another profitable product that I'm adding to my Entrepreneur Ride-Along portfolio of products and services to keep scaling that business. Looking at my other website here, the Pomsky Owners Association, that dog blog, a couple of things that really helped me double my revenue this year. One of them, new affiliate blogs. So I usually use Amazon affiliates, and I still am, but Amazon actually cut their commissions this past year. So I went from about 8% commission per sale that I was making on dog toys and dog products down to 3%. That hurt a bit, because I was expecting my affiliate revenue to get up to around $300, $400 per month this year. And it was scaling nicely, but since they cut the revenue, I'm just stuck at around $100 to $150 per month in affiliate revenue. So still nice, still good, especially around Cyber Monday, Black Friday. I sent out a bunch of them around the Christmas holiday season. I was sending out affiliate blogs, so ended up touching around $400, $500 in revenue for those months. But it should have been that way all year round until they cut my revenue. They cut my commissions. Another little interesting thing on that blog is I introduced a new revenue stream kind of by accident. You guys might get this depending on how much traffic you have, but I'm often emailed from other websites and other SEO agencies that ask to write for my blog. They email me out of the blue, cold. I have no clue who they are. Usually I delete those emails 10 out of 10 times, ignore them as spam. Well, this year, something I started doing, and it really just fell into my lap, is people started reaching out to me and asking to pay to write blogs on my website, or pay for a link on my website to promote their product or service, whatever they're doing. So I put together a little pricing structure. I said, okay, yeah, $25 if you just want a mention on one of my blogs or a link, $50 to put a whole guest post on my website, and $100 if you want a guest blog, and I will post it to my social media and email list so that you get a bunch of traffic to your website. I started that in November of 2020, and that resulted in an extra $270 in revenue by the end of the year. And as I'm recording this in April 2021, I can tell you that revenue stream has been about an extra $150 per month. Not huge, but that's pretty nice for literally free money. People are emailing me, so they just send me template emails to say, hey, I love your website, I love this blog, I would love to guest post for you, you know, free of charge. Basically, they're asking like they're doing me a service, but I know the SEO game. I know they're trying to get some backlinks for SEO purposes, and I know they're trying to get exposure. So I created my own templated email, and I just replied back and was like, hey, so-and-so, so excited you reached out. We actually do have a paid marketing program. We allow sponsors to post on our website or get exposure. Here's the pricing plan, and I just give three bullets, you know, 25, 50, 100, what you get with each pricing plan. And I would say, I don't know, 7 out of 10 times they reply back and say, oh, I would love to do this. Where can I pay you $50? Here's the article that I'm thinking. Then I review the article, review the site, make sure it's credible, make sure it's somebody I want associated with my brand. But basically, I'm now selling marketing space on my website. That is something you guys can do. When you get a lot of traffic to your site, you'll start getting these emails from SEO managers and business managers, other websites asking to be part of your network and get some of your traffic sent over to their website. So take advantage of that. If you don't mind, if you're okay allowing guest posts and you agree with the brand, and you don't mind linking back to other people's websites, you can make a little bit of revenue from that. I'm going to try probably doubling those prices, make a little bit more of a profit from that revenue stream. But I want to let you in on that because that's a little revenue stream that fell onto my lap kind of accidentally. And then the one other thing I did with the Pomsky website is I have one of my memberships on there is for people that are looking to purchase this Pomsky dog breed. They want this type of dog. They want to either adopt it from a shelter or they want to find this dog out there. Somebody with this dog that has it up for adoption. So I call this the advisory package. I put it out there a while ago. $5 per month membership. Really, really cheap membership because people didn't really necessarily want to pay for it. But I was getting some traction on it. I was getting people coming in, booking that membership, and it was making me, I don't know, $100 to $50 a month with all the recurring members that I had in there. Basically, it means that they pay for this membership. They get access to an online portal with all of my content, new and old content. They get unlimited access to me for help finding the perfect puppy, how to train this puppy, how to learn and get all the information you need before the dog comes to your home. Now, I have another membership. That one is $20 per month. But that's for people that already own this dog and they need a lot more specific content, so I charge more for that membership. These are people that don't even have the dog yet, so they're not really putting much money up front. So $5 per month, people were buying it, and I said, whatever, I left it up there. And they were paying for that membership. So in December of 2020, I decided I would play with this. I would test it. It's under monetized. I should really try and monetize this market a little bit more. So I launched a holiday special. I said, okay, $50 payment one time for lifetime access. You get access to this thing forever. This is where you'll find your puppy. You find everything you need to know before you bring a Pomsky into your life. So $50. So that's equivalent to what? 12 months of a $5 membership. So you can see how that works out. So instead of sticking around, hoping they stick around for 12 months, paying $5 per month, instead I said, okay, $50 lifetime access, and it's a one-time payment. And I had 5 people sign up for that. So an extra $250 at the end of the year by buying that lifetime access program. And that kind of validated the idea for me that, okay, I can charge more money for this. I actually currently have, I just looked it up. I paused here and looked it up. So I have 47 members in my membership right now paying $5 a month. That is $235 per month in recurring revenue for this $5 membership. I beat that in 1 month by sending out 2 marketing emails that said the price is $50 for lifetime access. 5 people bought, paid me $250. So that's something I actually just started tinkering with that I'll have results for you in the next quarter when I release the next podcast and income report, that I fully switched it over to a $50 one-time fee. And I'm going to see if I get better conversion for people buying that $50 membership one, well, not a membership, $50 one time. Do I get more people buying that or more people signing up for the $5 membership and paying month to month? So more to come on that, but I thought that was an interesting change for me, changing from the membership model over to a one-time $50 payment model and see what the revenue difference is. Or maybe I might go back and increase the cost of that membership because $5 is way too low. If I was talking to one of my coaching clients, I would say you should not be charging $5. Charge at least $20 or $30. So I should take my own medicine and try that out and increase the price, see if people are willing to pay for it. Or tinker with this lifetime access and I can double the price on that, jack that up to $100, see if customers are willing to pay that. But I wanted to share that as to what I'm testing, what I'm seeing with my memberships. This is just one of my memberships. I've got a couple on that dog niche website. But that's what I'm playing with, changing from a membership to a lifetime access fee. So I will let you guys know how that turns out and what my final decision is. So that being said, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode here because I've talked for a while about what's going on between all my various businesses. But you can see all that work that I put in this year, launching online courses, group coaching programs, one-on-one coaching, SEO, blogs, podcasting, getting more and more traffic and more email subscribers, and also one-on-one connections. You can see how all that hard work turned into $91,000 in revenue, and that's why I was able to quit my job this year. All the work that I put in since 2013 when I first started messing around with online businesses, All of that has paid off because I learned so much over the years. My websites have been basically on autopilot, just scaling more and more every single year, to the point where this year I could hit $91,000 in revenue. In 2021, I'm pushing to beat that $100,000 mark. I'm trying to push past that with this book that I'm writing and new courses that I'm launching and new coaching clients and everything else I'm doing with my sites here. So I'm excited to see what comes in 2021. I know I got a lot planned. I know I got a lot of things that I'm working on. So I will be sure to share that all with you guys. And I got a whole list of everything that I'm working on. If you go to theentrepreneurridealong.com/income report, you can read the full 2020 income report. And I'll give you a full breakdown of all the big changes coming in 2021. Like my book, like my online courses that I'm launching, like the group coaching programs that I'm relaunching. Like I'm redesigning the Entrepreneur Ride-Along website and getting a new podcasting hosting platform. Touching up my marketing campaigns on this website. Migrating Associate PI over to Thinkific and changing that entire website to see how that improves conversion. So a lot going on in 2021 that I fully expect will push my bottom line upwards and push my top line upwards over 100,000. So I'm excited for what is to come in this next year. Even though 2020 was a great year, I know I can do better in 2021. So that is it for me today. Thank you guys for listening to my 2020 income report breakdown. Remember, you can check it out at theentrepreneurridealong.com/income reports. And if you have any thoughts, any questions, shoot me an email, jake@theentrepreneurridealong.com. I love connecting with new entrepreneurs. I'd be happy to talk to you more and share more about what's working, what's not working, and with my experience in online business. So thank you guys for listening. I will catch you on the next podcast episode.